So what's going on? You know, people coming closer and closer. Tomorrow they will sit on my lap or what? Yeah, we need always different tasters, different tasters. Otherwise life gets boring, yeah? Every day eating the same kind of food, you know, it's boring. Drinking the same kind of drink. We need every now and then we need to invent some more different tasters, different food, yeah? No? Okay. So what am I going to do with you? Do I need to torture you a little bit? Or having some fun? So we know about meditation, yeah? I mean, there are two types of meditation, and we don't mix them up. Samatha is samatha, and vipassana is vipassana. Samatha is the meditation, you know, where we try to calm the mind on one point, be it the breath or be it the Buddha, yeah? Or in the beginning, be it the Buddha with breathing in and the Do with breathing out. That's it until the mind gets calm, until there are no more thoughts coming in, until there are no more memories coming in, and then we feel safe, yeah? And everybody can do that at home, here, wherever, yeah? You can sit in the train and do your Buddha, 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 you know, and then you don't realize how many people are sitting in the train, yeah? But what do you do in the train? You look at your phone, yeah? I mean, you waste your time, you put so much garbage in, yeah? I mean, this garbage you have to take out, yeah? Look at your apartment, always things are coming in, things are coming on, you never take things out, yeah? And you have to take care of all these things, yeah? You go to the market, oh, this is nice, you take it, you know, you take it home, you put it there, and then you have to dust it, you know, you have to place it, you know, and so on, until the room gets, you know, until your apartment is completely full, and then you don't feel, you know, you don't feel so, so well, you know, It's the same thing with the mind, yeah? I mean, whatever we see, whatever we hear, you know, is the garbage that we take in, yeah? Sooner or later, you know, if we want to clear our mind, we have to take the garbage out. No? Because when you sit in meditation, all this garbage comes out. So you have to push it out, you know? I mean, if you're really serious in meditation, you know, then you make meditation your first priority, yeah? I mean, before you even do something, I mean, you wake up, you know, and the first thing you do is meditate, yeah? I sit down, you know, and calm the mind, yeah? Leave out everything that happened during the night, all these nice dreams, all these horrific dreams, you know? I mean, forget about all of it. Make the mind clear and then go ahead and do things, yeah? When you go and wait for the tram or, you know, what do you call it, metro or whatever it is, you know, subway or even when you go in your car, yeah, you don't think about anything than the Buddha or the breath, yeah. That's how you get calm, you know, during the day. And then you go to work, then you work. If you have to think about it, you can't do Buddha or you can't do the breath, yeah. But at least, you know, when you go to the toilet, yeah, Buddha, 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 Buddha. Otherwise, you know, I mean, the day passes by and we don't really know what we are doing. Yeah? We just, you know, we're just like robots, you know, we go to the work, you know, I mean, we work, you know, and then, yeah? And then we eat, you know, when we eat, you know, we chat with other people, you know, and the more garbage and more garbage comes in, you know, and then it is difficult when we go back home, you know, I mean, to get out of all this garbage, yeah? So let's try, you know, let's try at least, you know, to have some breaks, yeah? When you drink a coffee or a tea or whatever your health drink, yeah? Be mindful, yeah? Be aware of what you're doing. Just drink, yeah? there's a famous story about, you know, a master, you know, asking his disciple, you know, I mean, what is he doing to get enlightened? He said, you know, I eat, I work, yeah, and I sleep. And then the master said, yeah, I mean, what differentiates from the rest of the world, yeah? Yeah? When I eat, I eat and don't have a thousand thoughts. When I work and don't have a thousand thoughts. When I sleep, I sleep and don't have a thousand dreams. That differentiates, yeah? So take that as an advice, you know. There are so many times, you know, during the day where we can actually, you know, rest our mind in the Buddha or in the breath, yeah? When you wait for the bus, when you wait for the metro, you know, you can rest when you sit in the metro, you know, until your destination, or even when you sit in the car, yeah? I don't play music, yeah? That's what people do, yeah? They constantly distract themselves from the dukkha, huh? Huh? Yeah, we want to make the mind as clear as possible every day, you know. Yeah? So while we're driving, we do the Buddha or do the breath meditation, yeah. When we sit in the metro, you know, or sit in the bus, we do it, you know, until we go to work, yeah. Most of us, you know, I mean, need their brain, you know, for working, so we can't do the Buddha, yeah. Or we can't do the breath meditation, yeah. But, you know, when we need to go to the toilet or have a coffee or have a tea, you know, then we can do, yeah? Let's remind ourselves in the evening, we reflect it, we do it, yeah? When we eat, we mindfully eat, we're just aware of eating, yeah? Huh? And then even aware of tasting, yeah? But how do we eat, you know? I mean, now you have, in an hour you have the time, yeah? When you eat, you know, this is in English. What? Delicious. This is delicious. I want more, you know. I mean, you haven't even swallowed it, you know, and you already want more of this, yeah. You just have the taste of it, you don't really know what it tastes like, yeah. The first taste, I want more of this. This looks nice, you know, I want this, yeah. I mean, you're not really with the taste. So try, you know, try to do this, develop this this awareness, you know, when you eat, you eat, you know, and taste the things, yeah? And then you notice, you know, whatever kind of food, you know, goes beyond the tongue, you know, it's no taste, yeah? There's no taste to it, huh? No matter if it was good or it was delicious or not delicious, yeah? When it goes down, you know, it goes down the throat, boop, 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 it goes into the stomach, and then the stomach sometimes revolts because it doesn't like the food or cannot process the food, yeah? Then we look at it, you know? Yeah? We need to understand, you know, we need to understand the working of the Buddha. So that is about samatha, you know, the only exception for samatha when we do investigation is when the pain becomes so strong that we cannot concentrate on the breath or on the Buddha anymore. As long as you still can concentrate, you know, not with the slightest pain, no, that is not investigation. Only when we cannot concentrate on the Buddha or on the breath anymore, then we go and investigate the pain, just like I told you before. That is the only exception. Yeah? We don't want to mix up samatha and vipassana, yeah? Because otherwise we get muddled results. Yeah? Samatha is samatha. We really want to make the mind completely calm, yeah? Until there's no more thoughts, until there's no more memories coming up, until we are in a safe place, yeah? And when there's no more thoughts, no more memories, yeah? There's no future, there's no past, there's no worries, there's no fear, there's nothing there. That's why I call it a safe house, yeah? Where we can rest, yeah? When we come out, and the longer we can rest there, I mean, the more energetic we are when we come out. It is just like you go to sleep, you know. When you sleep long enough, not over, you know, not too long, yeah, because then you get tired again, yeah. When you sleep long enough, you feel rested and you feel energized, yeah. And that's the same thing with samadhi. But in samadhi, you can rest as many hours, as many days as you want, yeah. So it will only increase the energy. There's one thing that you also should note, yeah? I mean, some people, you know, have a problem, yeah? Am I doing it the right way or am I doing it the wrong way? There's only one question you need to ask. Am I with my Buddha? Then it is the right way. Am I with my breath? Then it is the right way. If I'm not with my breath or not with the Buddha, then I'm going the wrong way. That's the only question you should ask. Huh? Now, do I sit correctly? No. This is not of our concern. Yeah? Is the Buddha, should the Buddha be fine or coarse or rough or, you know, detailed or not? That is none of our concern. Am I with my breath? Am I aware of the breath or not? That is the only question. Yeah? And then, when we are aware of our breath, then it is the right way. Yeah? Or when we are aware of the Buddha, then it is the right way. When the Buddha is gone, or when the breath is gone, or our attention is gone, you know, then return back to the breath, you know, or return back to the Buddha. That's the only, yeah, I mean, you don't need to come to Udontani to ask me, yeah, that's, you know that, yeah. And investigation is the same thing, yeah. When we do investigation, we concentrate on one object, yeah? So, like I said yesterday, I mean, we either go through the body, you know, and look at, you know, one of the objects, one of the parts of the body that is interesting, and then we concentrate on that. Is our investigation correct? As long as we concentrate on this object. Same thing, yeah? And then, once we can concentrate on this object and start to see, you know, then we can, you know, then we can ask the questions, yeah? I mean, what is it made of? What is the nature? When I dissect it, what is happening, you know? When I put fire underneath, what is happening? You know, let me see it. You know, we ask questions, the citta, we ask the citta, and it comes up with answers, yeah? But the first thing that comes up with answers are the kilesas. So we have to say, no, don't believe, don't believe, don't believe, don't believe. No, I'm not falling for you, I'm not falling for you, until there's no answer coming from our thoughts, yeah? Until the answer comes from our heart, yeah? And then you do the investigation correctly, yeah? So, there's also no need to come to Udon to ask me, yeah? See, if you know this, yeah? I mean, as long as I'm with my object, as long as I ask the questions, yeah, I mean, in the beginning, the questions, you know, I mean, they will become more and more deeper, you know, the more we do the investigation. Yeah, in the beginning, it's simple questions, you know. For instance, you know, I mean, if you see our whole body, you know, what is happening when I die, yeah? And then let the citta show us. And then it shows us the process, yeah? And then go through the process. It might take a few, it might take an hour or something like that, but you see what, you know, what comes out first, what, you know, what goes out later, you know, how the body is, is going to disseminate, yeah? So, that is the right way, yeah? And the same thing, you know, the same thing with, you know, I mean, taking the body apart and putting it in front of us, yeah? As long as there is a feeling, you know, when we see all the body parts, yeah, and there's a feeling, you know, I mean, there's actually nobody sitting there, or the eyes in the body, you know, or the, yeah, when this separates, when the citta separates out from the body, then you do the right thing, yeah, then you do it correctly, and sooner or later it will really cut off, yeah, then you really know, you really understand, body and the citta are two different things. That is something that you have to understand, yeah? And then you can have, you know, I mean, with the investigation of the body, you can have lots of fun, yeah? I mean, you can just look, you know, you just look around, you know, and see just skeletons, yeah? And then that is quite funny, you know? See the skeletons walking, or see the skeletons eating, you know? Or see the skeleton talking, yeah? Yeah? Oh, you can put the body together, you know, you 32 parts of the body, and then you just assemble it the way you want, yeah? And create some monsters, or you know, put it in the right way. When you assemble it, you know, when is the body the body? Huh? Normally when the head is on the top, you know, when the legs are in the bottom, you know, and when the arms, you know, are hanging from the shoulder. Yeah, that is normally when the body is, you know, I mean, when we call it a body, yeah? But, you know, I mean, when we put the brain between the legs, where it's very often, yeah, then it is not a body. You understand that? The brain between the legs, yeah? And the ass on the top, yeah? Yeah? That's, yeah. That's why people, just, act on their emotions, yeah? And act on their desires, yeah? They have the brain between the legs, yeah? They don't have the brain to think about it. What am I doing? Why am I doing? And what the results of our doing is, yeah? You understand that, yeah? I mean, yeah? Very important, yeah? And with this body investigation, use your imagination, yeah? In the beginning, of course, use the book, Did you put the book out, yesterday? Did some of the people see the book? A super book, yeah? Was it going through? Okay, yeah? Notice it, there's a website where you can download it on your computer. This is the beginning, You look at the image, for 5 minutes until when you close your eyes, you can see this image. And then use this image, as long as you can see it, and just concentrate on it, yeah? And the clearer you see it, the better, yeah? And then, use another image, and then try to replace these two images, with each other, yeah? Because that's what we have to go to do, when we do investigation of the body. We have to replace, the image of something that is beautiful with something that is, loathsome, yeah? And also, we don't train that in the beginning, we do that all our life, yeah? We replace something that is disgusting or loathsome with something that is beautiful. This we don't need to train. We have done that all our life, yeah? But we need to train the other way around, yeah? Until we become proficient in it, yeah? Until every time, we see something that is beautiful, yeah? You can look at the food, yeah? Huh? And then see it, how it comes out of the body. Do you still want to eat it? Yeah? Huh? Huh? Oh, look how it is in the stomach, yeah? When it is in the stomach. Or when it's just in the mouth, yeah? Just imagine. Use your imagination, in the right direction, then you're on the right track, yeah? And later on, when you do the investigation of the body, yeah, when you really come out, as you do the investigation, it is really interesting, yeah. You dive in, you ask the questions, you get some answers, it is really interesting. When you come out, you see something, and you explode, anger explodes. That means you are doing it in the right direction, yeah? You don't have to come and ask, yeah? You do it correctly. In the beginning, of course, this anger will not come up very obviously. It won't, as long as you play around, yeah? It's okay to play around, yeah? As long as you play around, the anger does not come up, yeah? But once you see, the anger comes up, after you do your investigation, then you're on the right track. You undermine the power of the kilesas, and that is the whole purpose, yeah? We want to undermine the power of the kilesas until we can cut the kilesas completely, yeah? Uproot them, yeah? At least we uproot the greed and hate, yeah? Understood? Yeah, I understand, but my heart doesn't want to follow. There's another thing where you don't have to come up to Udon Thani, yeah? When this question arises, yeah? Some people, when they start practicing samatha meditation, yeah? I'm so mindful, I have so much awareness, yeah? And don't ask the question, no, you don't have so much awareness, yeah? When people come, yeah, and often, it happens often, when people come to me, wherever I look, I see this unawareness, I see this unmindfulness, yeah? What is happening? Practice so hard, yeah? And then I said, very good, very good, very good. Yeah? Now you see the moments of unawareness. Before you only saw the moments of awareness. And when you see only the moments of awareness, that means you are below 50%. yeah, of the time. Yeah? Once you see the your moments of unawareness, where you realize, oh, I'm unaware, then you're over 50%. Yeah? So that means it's good. Yeah? You don't have to come and ask. Yeah? So these are the things, you know, you should keep in mind when you practice, yeah? When this happens, when you suddenly, you know, when you go for a few days, you know, for 10 days in retreat, and suddenly, you know, you realize, I mean, I'm constantly unaware of the things, you know. No, it's good. It's a good sign. Yeah? But if, as long as you still, oh, I'm so aware, you haven't even reached 50%, yeah? Sometimes it's only 20% of the time where you are aware, yeah? So you see only the things, you know, I mean, that are little, yeah? Okay, understood, yeah? Yesterday I also was talking, when I talked about the feathers and the maka, you know, that cuts us to sotapanna. I mean, this maka can come in two ways, yeah? Either we investigate it so deeply that we are so engrossed, yeah? That we reach maka, yeah? I mean, Lungta Mahabhoa called it, you know, wisdom develops samadhi. But that only happens, you know, if you are completely engrossed in our investigation, no matter what it is. Is it the body or is it, you know, is it feeling or whatever? Is it pain? I mean, we can reach either apana samadhi, or when we are ready to cut the first three fetters, we can reach the point of maka. Yeah. Or the other way is, you know, I mean, the going into deep samadhi, you know, what most of the people actually very unlikely to be able to do, yeah, because you really need to concentrate for months and months and months, yeah, before you can reach this. Yeah. But some people, yeah, might be, you know, within 4 weeks or 5 weeks or 6 weeks, yeah, possible. Yeah. I mean, remember, you know, it takes time, you know, remember, learning to walk, you get up, you fall over, you get up, you fall over, and patience and endurance is the key to success. Huh? In English you say, where there is a will, there is a way. Yeah? Yeah? And you can do it. Every one of you can do it, you know, especially people who come here, you know, I mean, who are able to listen to these talks, you know, I mean, have a way, yeah? To be able to do it, yeah? I don't say it is easy, I don't say it is difficult, you know, that depends on the characteristic of each of you, yeah? I mean, whatever you have done in your previous life. But to show this kind of interest in the Dhamma, you know, I mean, means that you have done quite a few lifetimes, you know, already in the Dhamma, yeah? So, I mean, some of you might be able, you know, to go very quickly. Some of you, you know, might just start out, you know, get up, fall over, yeah? So be persistent, Endure, yeah? Endure this thing, yeah? Learn it, yeah? Practice. It is for your own good, yeah? And the worse the times get, you know, I mean, when you look at the world, you know, it is on fire already, yeah, it starts, you know, firing up, yeah. I mean, the better it is if you have a lot of sati, yeah. Remember, you know, the moment you have sati, yeah, you don't make any mistakes. Think about it, you know, I mean, when there used to be, you know, quite a few fires, you know, in a cinema, you know, when the people run out, you know, they have no sati. If we have sati, we see exactly, you know, what we can do. But if we are afraid, we just run and people run over us and we die. Huh? That's what very often happens, you know, when a fire breaks out in a hotel or in a cinema. Yeah? Lots of people will run over and die, you know, because everybody wants to get out. Yeah? But if we have sati, we see. Yeah? We find the way out. Yeah? No problem. Okay, so now here, what else is important? What else is important for you to know? Yeah? People slowly crawling in here, yeah? On all four. I mean, you need to put a new battery in your watch. Yeah. Well, you missed it. That is your problem, yeah. Yeah. I don't repeat anything. Yeah. So, I mean, if you have any questions, yeah, please go ahead and ask them, yeah. Yeah, actually, I elaborated yesterday, you know, I mean, the ants know only one way forward, you know, I mean, they know only how to put one foot in front of them, and we only know how to do investigation of the body. And the more we do investigation of the body, and the more effective this investigation of the body is, the less greed and hatred becomes. Because the greed and hatred are rooted in this body, yeah, and rooted in the senses that the body gives us. So the more we cut down, the more we destroy the illusion that this body is something, you know, something desirable, yeah, the less greed we have. And if we have less greed, we have also less anger. Because greed and anger comes in tandem. I mean, it's like the first three fetters, you know, you have to cut down. You can, each fetter you can cut down by its own, yeah? Sila Baddha Paramasa, so the attachment to the sila, yeah? You can cut down by itself, yeah? And the doubt that there's heaven and hell, you can cut down, yeah? And, you know, I mean, the notion that the body and the citta are one and the same thing, you can cut down. But greed and hate always goes at the same level. Yeah. So if you have less greed, you have less anger. If you have no greed, you have no anger. It only goes, you know, I mean, for for this destroying greed and hate, and then they go instantly at the same time. You cannot only destroy greed, and you cannot only destroy anger, because they are the it's the same coin. Yeah, you have head and tail. If you don't have head, you don't have tail, yeah? If you have head, you have tail. If you have anger, you have greed. If you have greed, you have anger. You understand that? I mean, didn't I explain it yesterday? What? At least I tried to explain it yesterday. Maybe you didn't understand it, yeah? I said, you know, I mean, yeah, we destroy the beautiful image with the loathsome image. And then we can also, I said, we don't need to practice that right now. We need to destroy the ugly image with the beautiful image. Yeah? So, when we have a loathsome, when we see something loathsome, anger comes up. See? When something is, you know, beautiful, greed comes up. Yeah? So, we destroy greed, yeah? By changing the image to something that is loathsome, then anger comes up. Yeah? And later on, you know, we destroy the anger by putting something that is beautiful. Yeah? I mean, When Lungta Mahaboy, you know, was training Asupa, you know, in the end he could only see loathsomeness, and then he said, I'm probably already finished, no? Yeah? And then Lumbuman said, no, you're not finished, yeah? And then, I mean, it took him then 3 or 4 days, you know, to produce a beautiful image, and then he saw, oh, wow, the greed come up again, yeah? So we have to destroy, you know, we have to really very fastly destroy one image with the other image. Yeah, that is the way to overcome greed and hate. Putting the scale into balance, See, you know, greed is leveled and hatred is leveled, Or loathsomeness and, you know, and beautiful is leveled, and then we go through the middle, And then there's no more greed and hate, It takes a long time, you know. I mean, don't even ask this question, I mean, practice, Just go step by step by step, The what is gone?
The pain.
The pain is gone.
And the irritation that makes my mind less calm disappeared. And I was very happy. And I realized that it's all fake. All these are fake stuff.
They are all what?
Fake. They are just...
Fake.
Fake. Not real.
This, I mean... You have to be, you know, you have to be understanding, you know, it takes me a long time to learn Singlish, So I have to sometimes ask, reiterate, you know, what you mean. Okay, it's all fake stuff, So?
So, because of that, it's so easy to get rid of it.
Yeah, just wait a few days.
And I don't know why, I just want to use a hammer and hammer it, and I crush it. So after the thing is crushed, then I see that there's a little part that looks like a human figure as well. But this small little part has a head, but it's...
Has a what?
Head. Head looking. It's right in the middle of that glass figure. And after I crushed it, then only I saw this small little thing that is rubbery.
That is what?
Rubber.
Rubbery. Yeah. So what do you want to ask? I mean, these kind of experience, these kind of images are, you know, different for every person, I mean, sooner or later you will find out the meaning of it, But I cannot tell you the meaning because it depends on your characteristic tendencies, So other people will have other visions, I mean, you call it visions, And sometimes most of these visions have nothing to do with reality, Yeah, what is it?
I feel it's a fake front that's created by Yukilita. Then when I see the one in the middle, it's like a hole.
Yeah?
Which is, I don't know whether it's right. Maybe it's the ignorance.
No, it's your imagination, yeah. Don't even worry, forget about it, Forget about it, I mean, about the glass, I mean, there is something, when you want to differentiate between the citta, the defiled citta, and the pure citta, When we look at the citta, at the pure citta, it's a diamond without facets, And when we look at our defiled citta, you know, it is a diamond with a lot of facets. So when we look at the diamond, we don't see the nature of it, because we only see the facets and the, you know, the reflection of the facets. So every diamond, you know, each one of you, you know, is different because it has different facets. And these facets are sati, you know, are greed, hatred and delusion and avijja, you know, they're all facets, you know, sati, you know, and panya, you know, all facets of this diamond, and we can see them, yeah? But we don't see the real true nature of the citta, the true nature of the diamond, yeah? So as long as you see something in it, you know, I mean, you know, in the glass, you know, it's still fake. Yeah? It's not the real thing. But anyway, you know, wait for a few days, you know, it's a nice insight. Remember it. Yeah? In 2 days, you know, when you're fooled by it again, you know, remember that you were fooled, yeah? I mean, sometimes these kind of insights, as long, you know, they can be deep or they can be not so deep, but sometimes we need to remember them, yeah? Because when you come out of the retreat tomorrow afternoon, you know, and then you see your relatives or you see your loved ones, you know, or you go back to work, then everything comes back, yeah? It's the same thing, you know, when we come out of a long session of samadhi, you know, We feel great, you know, we feel re-energized, but then we come back into the world, you know, and then all these senses bombard us, you know. I mean, then, you know, and then within minutes, you know, we are back in the old habits, yeah. So remember this, if this insight, you know, it was a real insight, yeah, was not too deep, you know, but it was not too shallow, yeah. Remember this insight, you know, in all your situations, yeah. Write it on the mirror. And then forget it. Okay? Yeah, I see you. I mean, do I need to look at you? I mean, in the beginning, we show not the brain, we show the memory, yeah? I mean, we recall memory, yeah? Yeah, but, you know, of course, you know, when it comes from the citta, it's much faster.
Okay. So, how do we transition from...
No, you don't transition. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with samadhi. Let things happen. Let things happen. Don't control. Don't control the breath, you know? Huh? Don't control your sitting posture. We are control freaks. So we hear something and we want to do it, yeah? No. Meditation is all about observing what is happening. Let it happen and know what is happening. Understood? Know what is happening. Let it happen. Just know what is happening. Yeah? Don't try to control it. You only control it when the mind goes out, then you bring it back to the Buddha. Or when the mind goes out in things about this or that, you know, while doing the reflection, then bring it back to the reflection. When you do investigation, then bring it back to the investigation. That's where we control. But we don't control the object, yeah? We let it happen, yeah? And it will happen, yeah? I mean, it took me a year until, you know, it became faster and faster and faster, yeah? In the beginning it was 1.5 hours, you know, because, I mean, it's also, you know, it's also a training of the memory, you know? And then it becomes faster and faster, and in the end, you know, it was two minutes or 3 minutes, whoosh, yeah? I mean, saw everything very clearly, you know, every moment, every thought, every feeling, everything, whoosh, yeah? Let it happen, yeah?
Is there anything during the day that we can do to help?
Yeah, I told you, yeah? I mean, when you sit on the bus, do putu 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 putu, yeah? Yeah? When you wait for the bus, do putu 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 putu, yeah? When you eat, you know, I mean, be mindful of your eating, you know, I mean, be mindful of the taste, yeah? But you can't do that, you know, I mean, but that is very helpful, yeah? And when you drink coffee or tea, you know, do the same thing, yeah? Don't talk to others, you know, I mean, don't be interested, yeah?
I want to ask about the prophecy. Is it the right the apocalypse? Is it the right time and place to ask?
Ask tomorrow tomorrow afternoon.
I might not be here tomorrow.
What?
I might not be here.
Yeah, then ask tonight, you know. Are you here tomorrow? No. You can ask tonight, yeah. Okay. I don't understand. Can you turn it on?
Thank you, Ajahn, for being here to help us with our practice and to help us with our evolution. Two things stood out yesterday. We mentioned there are two powers of the mind.
Yes.
Is it possible to elaborate, or have you already elaborated before?
There's the power of Dhamma, or the power of light, and there's the power of darkness, this is the power of avijja. Yeah? I mean, avijja, you know that, actually, you know, one of the famous German writers, you know, once said, you know, there are two souls inhabiting my chest. The soul of darkness and the soul of light. And Lungta Mahabhor used very similar things. You know, he said, you know, avijja is the darkness, you know, and Dhamma is the light, yeah? And these are fighting, and then he explained it, these are fighting for the throne, yeah? Everybody wants to sit on the throne. So when the Dhamma sits on the throne, that's when you try to stay with the Buddha or with the breath, yeah? Then the Dhamma controls the five khandhas, yeah? And when the kilesas, they're constantly, you know, are necking, you know, I'm tired, you know, now it is enough, you know, oh, it is so boring, you know. They constantly drag the Dhamma from the throne, yeah. And then they sit on the throne and said, okay, now I go to sleep, or I eat something, or I drink something, yeah. So these two powers are fighting. That's why I said yesterday, I mean, call them out, you know. Yeah. You can call them out, you know, you can say, you know, when you see the kilesas constantly necking, you know, about, you know, me walking chankram, you know, me walking, doing walking meditation, okay, go and grumble, you know, but leave me alone, yeah? So these are the two powers, yeah? And they constantly struggle for the throne. Whoever sits on the throne can command the five khandhas. That the five khandhas is the body, is the feeling, is memory, association, and is thought and consciousness. Yeah, consciousness, forget about it, but the four, yeah. And they try, you know, and once the kilesas have control of the four khandhas, you know, I mean, then thoughts are coming in, memories are coming in, or the sitting position, or pain comes in, and things like that, yeah. When the Dhamma is in control, the Dhamma only wants to quiet down, or wants to investigate, yeah. It's not noisy. That's why we don't never hear it. Eh? The kilesas are very noisy. They constantly tell us what to do, what to want, you know, what to know. Okay, now you understand?
Yes, I've been struggling with this a long time. But then I have a second question. Thank you so much for that. The second question is, yesterday I tried to practice showing the chitta and asking the chitta something. And then in the talk last night, you mentioned just
there's actually, yeah, and I understand your question, yeah. There's actually not, it's not really useful to understand, you know, the citta. But understand one thing, we cannot observe the citta itself because the citta is us. Yeah? I just explained it with the diamond. The nature of the diamond is the citta. What we can observe are the facets of the citta, the facets of the diamond. And this is greed, hatred, delusion, you know, and so on, yeah? This we can observe, yeah? Because it is not the nature of, you know, the facets are is not the nature of the citta, yeah? The nature of the citta we cannot observe. That's it. That's us. It is, at the moment it is the observer, yeah? But the observer also disappears when we go into Nibbana, yeah? We need to use the tools, yeah? The Dhamma needs to use the toolbox, yeah? The same toolbox that the Kilesas use, yeah? So we need to develop sati, yeah? Sati, you know, samadhi, you know, also the Kilesas can use to rob a bank or to rob a house, you know, or to climb a mountain, yeah? So they can use the same kind of tool. And the Dhamma uses, you know, for to understand, you know, what is going on. Yes, yes, that's what I said in the beginning. You're on the right path. If you're with the Buddha or with the breath, you're on the right path and you investigate pain and know what pain is. And you're right path, you know, when you investigate the body. Everything else doesn't really, I mean, it's just mental, I call it mental masturbation. Yeah? Yeah, I mean, it's just... You get a high out of it, you know? Huh? Just like when you masturbate, you get a high out of it, but it doesn't have any value. After that, you feel depleted. Yeah? Okay? Of course! I mean, it takes a while, you know? I mean, the citta is not noisy, the citta knows. And who is talking are the kilesas in form of thoughts, you know? I mean, the Dhamma never comes out in form of thoughts or memories. It sometimes comes out, you know, in visions, you know, or in nimittas, yeah? But they are very difficult to understand, eh? So, but it knows. So that means, you know, when we do investigation, you know, the kilesa said, you know, I'm having pain because I'm sitting uncomfortable, then, you know, we disregard that, you know, until there's no more answer coming from the kilesa. And that might take hours, yeah? Because the kilesas constantly give us answers why this is happening to us, no? Yeah, they give us answers, yeah? Oh, because of this person or that person, because of the rain, because of the sun, because of this or because of that, yeah? And, you know, I mean, we have to disregard all the answers, you know, until it's completely quiet, just like in samadhi, you know? And then the answer arises from the heart. And that is knowing. And I explained it last night, huh? Didn't I? Huh? The knowingness is so strong you cannot even question it. Every knowledge that comes up that you can question and that falters, you know, is fake. Write it down. You have a notebook. Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
This morning, earlier this morning after a week, I did cheating meditation. I say who, inhale, then who, singing. Then after some time, the Buddha breathes away, and then it comes to my mind, and then I started investigating my body. Then my target point is my heart. Then I was knocking at the door of my heart to open it. Then suddenly a song popped up on my head and I said,
"You saw what?"
A song, "Do you want to build a Buddha? Come on and let's go and play." And then we used to be best buddies and then I'm laughing so hard that I cannot return my focus on the best sensation. Should I stop meditating because I'm not so
far? No. You have to fight through. Yeah? I mean, there's no way. Yeah? I mean, you're swimming in the middle of the ocean and then you ask me, should I stop swimming? Or you're swimming in the middle of, better, you know, you're swimming in the middle of a shithole, you know?
Yeah.
And then you ask, you know, shall I stop swimming, you know, towards, you know, the border, yeah? No. Go on, yeah? Don't matter. One Buddha, you can always do one Buddha or one breath. And then when the Buddha is gone, do the next Buddha. I can always do one Buddha. And that's how you go through, yeah? Don't follow, you know, the Kilesa say, no, I should stop meditating. Then you know it's already fake, yeah? The Dhamma never wants to stop. Yeah? It's only the Kilesas who get tired of it, yeah? Okay? Yeah? Calm down, yeah. I mean, everything goes up and then goes down. And goes up and goes down. Sometimes you have a very, you know, restful sleep, yeah? And sometimes, you know, it is disturbed. That is the nature of things, yeah? At the moment, yeah? But, yeah? I mean, you can do something good, you know. I mean, if you meditate in the morning and if you meditate when you come back home, yeah. And if you just meditate for half an hour before you go to sleep, yeah. And do the reflection, you know, after you come home, after you do the, clear the mind, yeah. I mean, that is the best way, you know. I mean, that is the best way into, to make your life a little bit more tolerable, yeah. More satisfactory, yeah? And the more you cut off the kilesas, I mean, the better it becomes, yeah? Then life becomes a play, you know, and, yeah, because you see, you know, you see the kilesas playing and you say, okay, I know what you're doing, you know, don't fall for it. Then they try another trick, you know, oh, I know this trick already, you know, I mean, you can't fool me with this, yeah? And then it becomes more playable, yeah? But in the beginning, it's a real struggle, yeah? It's real struggle, and it might be really tough, you know? It might be tough on the emotions, it might be tough on anything. And through this, you have to swim through, yeah? Okay? Now just go through. And there's always one Buddha that you can do. It's the fear of the kilesas. The kilesas, of course, yeah, the kilesas are afraid to lose their power. Because if you go into upachara samadhi, the kilesas have no power over you. So they know that. Yeah? Especially, you know, the first time you go into upachara samadhi, you know, here in this life, the first time, I mean, you're so amazed, you know, and the kilesas don't know it yet. But the kilesas learn with you every day, yeah? So the next time you come close to the door, you know, I mean, they know it, and then the fear comes up, oh, I'm getting lost, you know? Yeah. And you can be sure. I can tell you. I'm 100% sure it's a kilesa. Because the Dhamma has no fear. The Dhamma is fearless tiger. Ne? Doesn't fear anybody. Ne? And it doesn't fear avijja, you know, because it's above avijja. Ne? It's only avijja that is afraid, you know, to lose its power. It's the kilesas that are afraid to lose its power. Yeah?
So my second question is, as I'm doing my seated meditation, so I'm focusing on the breath, and within each focus on the breath, positive thoughts or positive memories come in. Is this normal? So that is the whole pattern becomes, I observe the breath, then a positive thought, observe another breath, then a positive thought. So is this pattern normal?
Yeah, I mean, of course it is normal, you know, I mean, you get up and you fall down. When you start to learn walk. Huh? I mean, you do the Buddha and the mind goes out, you know, then you bring it back, you know, and the mind goes out again, then you bring it back, you know, until the mind stays at the Buddha or stays at the breath. That is quite normal, yeah? And the more, yeah, I mean, I warn you, the more garbage you put into this head, you know, the more you have to chuck it out, yeah? The more often you have to pull the mind back, yeah? Especially for younger people who are constantly on their phone, you know, they have a concentration span of 2 seconds before the mind goes out again, yeah? That's why I said, you know, I mean, use the smartphone only for phone, yeah? And don't use the smart applications, yeah? Or install, you know, this Buddha app, you know, whenever you open your phone, yeah? I still want to find somebody who can program that, you know, huh? And put it on Play Store, you know, a Buddha app, you know, whenever you open your phone, Buddha, 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 yeah? Because we forget it. Yeah? Understood? Yeah, that's called upachara samadhi. No thoughts, no memories. Yeah, just awareness. Awareness of what is happening in the citta. That awareness can still, you know, hear sounds, or still can still perceive, you know, I mean feelings, you know, feelings of touch, you know, or feelings, you know, that come up. Yeah, but it is not, yeah, it's not entangled in these things. Yeah. But there's no thoughts, you know. In the beginning of upachara samadhi, once in a while the thought still might pop up because we are not really deep into it, yeah. But the deeper we in, yeah, the deeper we get into upachara samadhi, the more the outside world disappears, yeah. Until there's also even the body disappears, until there's only a little part of the body, that's where the citta is, you know. Says, yeah. What is this thought?
Power.
The kilesa. The avijja that have you under control. Yeah? When you go home, who has you under control? Yeah? You didn't understand it. The kilesa, avijja, is the mastermind. Avijja has 3 armies. They are called greed, hatred and delusion. Each army has a lot of soldiers that are called the kilesa. They constantly keep us in the confinement, in prison. Yeah? And whenever you try to break out, you know, break free from the kilesas, they will use, you know, their guns or their, you know, whatever they have, you know, to keep you in the prison. So you don't have to ask who is the one who brings up these thoughts, yeah? I mean, if it is a thought, you know, I want to sit and meditate, then it's certainly coming from the Dhamma side, you know? But if it's, you know, every other kind of thought, you know, comes from the clear. I mean, I just explained it, don't you listen? Huh?
Sorry, I think actually what I meant is, why is this thought empowering you?
Why is this thought? What?
Why is these thoughts empower you to keep you observing?
Why is my what kind of thought is empowering me to?
I mean, because you have positive
thoughts to keep you focusing on your breath.
You shouldn't use any kind of thought, positive thought, to empower you. No. You should be determined, you know, to observe what is happening at the, around the tip of the nose. Or, you know, what is happening with the Buddha. It's a determination. It's just like when I explained walking meditation, a determination, this one path, I stay with the Buddha. You shouldn't use, you know, empowering thoughts, you know, I mean to stay, you know, right? No, just when you see the mind goes out, bring it back. Yeah? Otherwise, you know, the thoughts will run and run and run and run and you will never get in Upachara Samadhi. Yeah? Okay? You explain for 3 days, you know, and people still don't understand. Don't get it.
Are you ready to go into the details of the 10 perceptions of corpse?
10 perceptions of what? Of corpse. I mean, I told yesterday, I mean, I'm not really familiar with any of these things, yeah?
I mean, for the training of Shiva, yes.
What?
For the training of Shiva, there's one component where we analyze that into the 32 parts. And there's another component of the training where we visualize the different stages of decay, decomposition of the corpse.
Yeah.
10 different perceptions like bloatedness, livid.
I see only four. Yeah. I mean, when I look at the decaying of a corpse, I see only four. The first thing that goes out is the air. Then the second thing that goes out is the fire. Yeah? Then the third thing is that goes out is the water. And then the fourth thing is goes out is the earth, you know, that is eliminated. I can't see 10 things, yeah? Sorry, you know, but, you know, I mean, I'm sure that there are lots of different kind of schools, you know, who teach different things, you know. But remember one thing, you know, I mean, the teaching of the Lord Buddha, he talked about four elements. Water, fire, earth, and air. Everything in this universe is made out of these four elements, even our thoughts. If you dissect a thought, you will see these four elements, yeah? If you dissect a memory, you will see these four elements. If you, yeah? Yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, the corpse and the thought, you know, is all made out of the same elements. The whole universe is made out of these four elements. Yes, I can't tell you, sorry. I mean, if I have not done it, I cannot tell you anything about it. I can tell you only things that I myself personally have been practicing, yeah? Yeah, I understand there are lots of different traditions, you know, but some of these traditions, you know, lead you in the wrong direction, yeah? I mean, refer always back, you know, when you look at a tradition, you know, refer back, you know, what is the Lord Buddha teaching about this? The Lord Buddha teaches about four elements, yeah? I know there are some schools that that teach about six elements, space and whatever. No, the Lord Buddha teaches about four elements. Everything in this universe is made out of four elements. Yeah? Yeah? Last question. You can keep the question for tonight. Yeah. Yeah? I mean, I'm hungry. Yeah. Yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
Or ignore it?
Yeah? No. I said, if it becomes, just like the pain, it becomes so intrusive, you know, so that you hardly cannot concentrate on the Buddha or on the breath anymore, and the light becomes really big, you know, then pull it into your heart. Only then. Otherwise, don't ignore it. As long as you can ignore it, ignore it, yeah? This is something that you have to figure out, yeah? It's the same thing, you know, how to jump into the one-pointedness, huh? I mean, it's something, you know, I mean, just jump, you know? I mean, when we see a lake, we jump in, you know? Or, you know, I cannot tell you how to jump in. Yeah, you see the lake, you jump in, that's it, yeah. Huh? And you see the white light, and you know, I mean, with concentration, you pull it into your heart, yeah. But don't worry so much about it, yeah. There's actually a story, you know, I mean, that's the last thing, you know, there's a story, you know, I mean, Lungta Mahabo was telling it, you know, the three monks, you know, were practicing in the forest, you know, and one of them, you know, saw this white light and became brighter and brighter and brighter, you know, first it was inside, then it went outside, you know, so he followed it, he got up, you know, he followed it, you know, and then he went on the tree, you know, up on the tree, you know, and he followed it up, you know, he climbed up the tree, you know, and in the beginning the light disappeared. And then he said, help, 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 help. And his two comrades, you know, I mean, had to pull him down from the tree, yeah? So don't follow it, pull it in. Okay, so...